God is good. It's hot outside, y'all. It's hot outside. Yes. Keep cool if you can. Get you plenty of water. Listen, this is Kingdom Chat. We about to get in it. I'm your host, Apostle Claude Jones, from the Glorious Temple Church Faith Ministries. Amen. 3389. I want y'all to remember that address, 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville area, 35005. This is my co-host.
Amen. Pastor Louise Gordon, of your Turning Point Restoration Ministry, here in Roebuck, Alabama. Amen. We thank and praise God for our being here on today.
See, God is certainly powerful in all that he does. And we're actually just trying to encourage people, Pastor, to get in the word for themselves,
yes.
To explore the scripture, to search it out. Because he said, study to show yourself. Come on.
Approved.
And so we can't just listen to everybody.
Amen.
Or just Google.
Glory.
We need to do some studying.
Yes,
we do. You know, if you go to school, the kids are in school now. And they can't just listen to the teacher. They have to do some after study.
Amen.
So today we want to talk about the power of the mind. And you know, sometimes we don't really see how powerful the mind is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of information in our minds.
Right.
And you know, especially as Christians, we have a lot of information. Just for example, somebody get counseled. So with all the information that we have about counsel, we have a battle in the mind.
In the mind.
Because people say, you get counsel, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You get counsel, you're going to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
You get counsel, you're going to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
You get counsel, da-da-da-da-da. Right. And then your spiritual side said, by his stripes.
Come on. Yes.
Hey.
Yes, by his stripes.
By his stripes, I'm healed. So now we got this battle. And then we listen to people, and we listen to these folks, and we listen to those folks. And these folks giving us advice, and these people,
yes.
And these folks trying to pray one way,
yes.
And then these folks will say, "You better get your house in order."
Mm-hmm.
And you have these battles,
right,
in your mind, because your mind is powerful.
Powerful,
because you can convince yourself negative way,
yes.
In your mind, You can convince yourself in a positive way,
yes.
In your mind,
the mind.
He said, "Let this mind." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I want to elaborate on that for a second.
Come on.
Because so we need to find out, well, what kind of mind did Jesus have?
Yes.
I say, and then use my own vocabulary, I say Jesus had a crazy mind, wide open mind. Listen, he told the disciples, he said, I'm going to meet you on the other side. And he knew that they got on the last boat.
Yes.
They was on the last boat. So in his mind, I'm going to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to meet them, well, on the other side. So his mind told him it's time to go, and he took out walking.
Yes.
And where did he walk? He walked from dry land to the water. Now watch this. This is the part people miss. When he saw the boat, the scripture said he was going to pass them by. Because he had his traveling way with his mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already on my way.
Lord. Yes.
I might as well keep going. They'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
But because of their mindset,
the
storm going to tear up the ship. The storm. Jesus. Oh, we in the storm. Oh, God. Because their mind.
Yes.
It's where their mind
was.
What kept them from saying what he said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If we could have went to the promise and said, I'm going to go to sleep, because he said we're going to meet
on the other side.
Even though we in a storm.
Right.
He said, I'm going to get out. If God told you you was going to defeat something, it don't matter what it looked like in the middle.
Yes.
It's what he said.
It's what he said.
But the enemy will come and bring all this stuff, and we had this battle.
Yes.
In our mind.
The battle of the minds.
We had a battle. What you think about the battle of the minds.
Amen. Glory to God. Oh, God. I thank and praise God, because when he's talking about the mind, and, you know, I have a close friend made a song one time, it's your own mind that you got to look out for. Amen. You know, it's your mind. Glory to God. Amen. That you got to look out for. Because truly, it's your mind that really controls your emotions and what you do and how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so good to know God's word, because when things come up, the first thing, flesh gonna come up first, but then the word of God will, you know, say, what the Lord would say about this? And you begin to quote what the seed been planted in your mind.
In your mind.
Huh? Or what did God say about this? And you begin to remember those things that God said. But if you're not, don't know God.
Uh-oh.
If you don't know God, that's how so many people have gotten out of position, out of the will of God.
Wow.
Because they're thinking carnally. Carnally, the mind. Huh? Got them thinking carnally, you know. So we have to be careful not to let the mind dictate to us what go against the word of God and the will of God.
See.
We got to stay in the word. As you said earlier,
what the study to show thyself approved. But how are you going to apply the word if you never read?
Uh-oh.
If you never meditate?
Uh-oh.
Get in that place and that's just meditate
right
on
meditation.
God's word.
Yeah.
So when things come up, it'll come back to what? Your mind. Your spirit,
wow.
Man. You know, the body, the spirit, your body, your mind working together here now.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
And if we don't release the negativity, you know, that's why I noticed a lot of people were posting some positive things for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get up and say this.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am this. I
yes.
am great. Because you feed your mind
come
some
on.
Positive stuff,
yes.
which you're going to manifest
yes.
out of your own characteristics,
yes.
out of your own responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
out of your own accountability.
Yes.
When you get this word in your mind and get it in your heart,
mm-hmm.
see, then you can speak these things and something will happen.
That's right.
You can
That's
say
right.
it because your mind is set on positive.
Positive.
You know, the doctor tried to tell me a few years ago that I had diabetes. I said, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then when we came out of the physical, I did.
Amen.
You know, and I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to keep saying,
saying it.
And
amen.
I'm going to say this about this other stuff. Be positive. I'm not claiming none of it.
None
I'm not
of,
saying
amen.
It's my high blood pressure.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's my this.
The
I'm
man.
Not saying that. Right now, I'm dealing with a little bit of gout. A little bit of gout. Y'all heard about
uh-huh,
that. But
uh-huh.
I'm not claiming that it's mine.
Amen.
At some point, it's going to have to go and diminish and get away. Why? Because my mind believes that I could be healed of anything.
Amen.
If I trust in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And I take on the mind of Christ. What this
mm-hmm,
this First
mm-hmm,
Timothy
mm-hmm.
Verse 17 through 19, it said, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, see, we working through his wisdom, be honor and glory forever and
amen.
Ever. Watch this. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them, by those prophecies, mightest war a good warfare.
Uh-huh.
In the mind.
In the mind.
Watch this. Watch
in
this
the mind.
Said, holding faith. And a good conscience.
Amen. Glory.
Huh?
All right.
But the warfare.
Come on.
We trying to fight all this other stuff, but if we don't defeat the war in the mind first.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
It's the mind.
It's the mind.
When he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
mm-hmm.
by the mercies of
God,
that ye present your bodies as
a living
holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
And be not conformed.
That's my word. Amen.
To this world. But be ye transformed
by the renewing of your what? Mind. Come on, glory to God.
If we don't do something about this mind,
yes,
if we don't let the enemy bring all this stuff that'll consume our mind, it control our thought process,
yes.
that we gloomy every time something happens. Because in our mind, we start prophesying to ourselves.
Yes.
I remember sister was saying, she was saying how every time she got her check, she would say out her mouth. You know, it said her mind first, then
uh-huh.
she would say it out of her mouth.
Watch
it. I'm going to connect that thing for you. She said, every time I get my check, I'm broke.
Amen. So,
so
a man every, think it, so
oh,
is he.
Oh, don't you
huh?
do that.
So a man
That's
think it,
thinking.
So is he.
She
he
said,
no, yes.
That's in the
uh-uh. mind.
So a man think it, what?
So is he.
So she kept saying that. A mind.
Yes.
And she started saying, from now on, I'm going to have some money left out of my check.
Amen.
I'm going to have money left every time I get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this. Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
She had the same bills. She put out the same money.
Yes.
But now, all of a sudden,
She got something left.
Come on. Now she was able to save. Amen. Now she was able. But it was the same money.
Same money.
It was the same check.
Yes.
Because of what she spoke.
Mm-hmm.
When we speak positive things and keep saying it, yes, it has to manifest because of the word of God. Because of what God said. If we do it how God said it, it has to manifest. Mm-hmm. Like, God is not mocked.
Amen.
If we do what it said, if we do what this word said, yes, it's going to manifest.
It's going to manifest.
It's going to show up.
Yes.
He told us certain things. That you know, when we're talking about renewing the mind, that means we got to get that old thought out.
Yes.
That old negative stuff.
Yes.
I was a drug dealer. I can't think like that.
That's
no
more. Right. That's
Come
right.
On.
That's
I,
right.
I was a heavy drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that out of my mind. Because if
right.
I don't get that out of my mind, it's gonna haunt me.
That's right.
I don't need that.
You
battle.
Don't take yourself back into it.
I got enough battles. I don't need
Amen.
That battle.
Mm-hmm.
Am I gonna take a drink or not?
That's right.
I'm passing the ABC store looking backwards.
My Lord,
you done did
my
it,
Lord, my Lord.
Listen, one time I had some stuff going on. I was the bishop. I was the prophet. And I had some stuff going on in my house. Y'all, look at me. Look at my face. I got so mad. I drove to the ABC store. I said, I'm finna let it go. I'm going to get me a fifth of Bacardi. Black. Dark. And I'm going to tell y'all how the enemy is.
Uh-huh.
I pulled up in that parking lot. And the man was sitting on the counter with his elbow on the counter with a fifth of Bacardi. Now, how you know?
My Lord.
He had it sitting out there already. He had to buzz you in the store.
So
I'm in the truck looking at him.
Uh-huh.
I said, look at this setup. How he already got it out.
Saw you coming.
See, the enemy, I'm listening to you.
Yes.
And he listening at your thoughts.
Your thoughts.
And he listening how you respond. So when you go negative, he laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
I got her.
Right.
I want to say something. Let me throw a station break in here. If the devil bothering you, is because you got some God invested in you. Okay, let's go back to the mind.
Amen. Amen.
I had to throw that nugget in there. Because people will say, because of stuff happening, you must be sinning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the first thing.
That's the first thing they
mm-hmm.
say. Your church member's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They say something ain't right in the church. No, everything right.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy know it, because he ain't messing with folk that he got.
That he got.
I don't care if they got 2,500 members. If he got them, he ain't messing with them.
That's right.
And then he know if he get all those folk following him, they mindset.
Their mindset. Amen.
It's going to be that this is okay.
Amen.
I don't want to have a mindset that this everything goes in my church.
Right.
I want a mindset that we're going to be holy.
Yes.
That we're going to be prayer warriors.
Yes.
That we're going to fight this warfare from the mindset that God is in control.
Yes. Yes.
I want this what I want for my people.
Yes.
Y'all can see the hands on their head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying for me. God wants us to have a mindset
mm-hmm.
that's clear about what he wants us to do.
Amen.
I'm going crazy.
Amen. You know, and as you were speaking, I thought of what came to my mind was probably a week or maybe 2 weeks ago. You know, I thank God because, you know, I felt like everything was going all right around me. And then it came to my mind, Lord, have I erred?
Yeah.
I'm thinking in my mind because ain't nothing trying to attack me. Ain't nothing trying to throw me off course. And I'm saying, let me search myself because in my mind, I know the enemy supposed to become, he tries to derail those that are sold out for Christ.
Okay.
And I don't want to get so comfortable that I'm pleasing God so much that the enemy is not going to come and attack me. You know, some people got that mindset that I'm holy, I'm living for Christ, ain't nothing going to come and try to disturb me. But I always found myself searching myself when it looked like everything is going so smooth
okay.
and good
okay.
because I don't want to be tricked out of the plan that God has for my life. Because Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the plan
okay.
that I have towards you is of good and not of evil. Huh?
To give you
what? An expected end. So I thank and praise God. You know, I don't want to just think I'm going to heaven. I want to know.
I want
to know that I'm doing things that are pleasing to who? The Lord. Amen. But we thank and praise God because God tells us what? To be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing. So some people get so anxious and the mind is going 90 miles a minute. I need to go here. I need to do this. I need to do that.
Yeah.
So we have to come in back. You said, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, So we can't get caught up in the world and the things around us. That God wants to have the best. God wants to live the best, but we can't get so caught up that we forget how we're supposed to live a Christ-like life.
Okay.
If we got a Christ-like mind, we should be living a Christ-like life. So we can attain the things that God has in store for us.
Wow. So watch this scripture here. This First Peter. Yeah, I know I like to throw a scripture in there. This First Peter 1:13 said, wherefore gird up your loins of your mind.
Of your mind. Pull it in. Now come on. Because it's out there.
It's the reason why he keep talking about your mind in the word.
Yes.
Because a lot of stuff starts in the mind.
In the mind.
A lot of stuff gets activated in the mind.
In the mind.
When a man see a woman, it's not what he said at first.
Right.
It's what he had in his mind when he saw her.
When he saw her.
Ooh, I want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But if he ain't never get that in his mind,
right,
he would never make a motion.
Right.
Come on now.
You're right.
He would never make a motion.
Right.
Then in his mind, say, I go over there, I got to say something to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking as a man. We play it out in our mind. What you going to say to her? How you going to, what's the first thing you going to say? We have this plan in our mind before we get to her.
Before you get there.
Because the mind is controlling a lot of things in our lives, and we don't realize it.
Yes.
If we don't defeat this mind in negativity, it said, gird up the loins of your mind. It said, be sober. Wait a minute. We know where it is. Don't play. It said, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, if God want us to get this mindset.
Get the mindset.
That Christ is the answer.
Yes.
And until we can get that in our mind and keep saying, because in the church of today, we have undoubtedly dismissed Jesus from our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Dismissed the life of Jesus out of our mind.
Yes.
He said, because, you know, he told us, greater works than these.
That's what
he was doing. But we done set.
Somewhere the mind.
Because miracles are not happening.
That's
like,
right.
Uh-oh.
The mindset.
Because the mind saying,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I know he said, but you know, cancer tough.
Mm-hmm.
But is it tougher than?
Not tougher than
see,
God.
See, we done played with this in our mind.
In the mind.
That we done let these things become bigger than God.
Yes, bigger than
God. You know, that's why we got the showmanship and celebrity status and our churches. And this young boy was preaching. He said, I love church. I love everything about it. He said, but the church my folks went to ain't nothing like the church I go to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not really talking about you, Bishop. You was at somebody's church. He said, but we got flat screen TVs on the wall.
He said,
there ain't no places. He said, you used to have that table in there. They said, do this and remember
me.
And said it was such reverence, they used to tell you as a kid, don't touch that table.
That's
he
right.
said it used to be a reverence of silence.
Yes.
When you came into the house of God.
Yes. Right.
I'm telling on my folks. I walked in church the other day. I went to church late on purpose. Because I want to see what a mindset, and I talked to my people. What your mindset is when you come to church.
Right.
And they were sitting around talking about worldly stuff. So I walked in. I said, well, what a prayer warrior is that?
Right.
Who going to do praise and worship?
Right.
And nobody said nothing.
Because
they waiting on you. Got to stop waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm not with, as the pastor, I'm not with you 24/7.
That's right.
But God can be with you.
Yes.
It's how your mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
It's why you have the woo-woos and the woo-woos when you get to the pastor. Because all week, your mind been on the woo-woos and the woo-woos.
That's right.
It haven't been on Christ.
That's right.
It haven't been on his word.
That's right.
You haven't studied. You haven't prayed.
Mm-hmm.
You wait until you get to church. And when you get to church, you're waiting on the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Or you're waiting
everything.
On the praise team. Or you're waiting on somebody else's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're waiting on the musicians to crank you up. You got to have and a point in your life.
Yes.
That when we get to church,
yes.
This can, we ought to be tearing the church up when
yes,
we come in.
When we come in.
When we come in the door, we ought to be on fire.
What? And that's what?
I went in somebody's church and started shouting, and these folks looked at me. And I kept on shouting. And when I was shouting, I kept saying, these folk looking at me, and they think I'm crazy, but this is what we supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy because it could have been the other way. So I'm coming in, I'm going to give God some praise. And it wasn't my church. It was a church that I knew looking at me. And I threw an offering, and I left. But the church should have went and bucked with me.
Yes.
If the mindset.
Come on.
Now y'all looking at me like, what are he doing? Because the mindset.
You know, when you were speaking, it came to mind when you was talking about entering into the church. He said, enter into his court, what, with praise.
What? Oh,
with
it didn't
praise.
Say that, did it?
Yes, it did.
And what?
It's in your mind. Because you know where you're entering into. You know, you should have the mind of Christ. That all that other stuff don't matter. I'm going into the house of God. Huh? I'm going into worship. Huh?
Wait, you need to say that again. Into what?
Into the house of God. And he said, enter into his courts. What? With praise. Oh. And if you enter into his courts with praise, you might have two or three things going on that will have your mind in several different directions. But because you're coming into the house of God, amen, with praise, amen, and you don't forget about everything that you're going through because you know you're coming into a place where you can worship and begin to cry out to God. Hallelujah. People wouldn't even know nothing going on around you if you come in with that praise. I'm talking about coming into the house of God. But we let our mind get so caught up, as you said, your Memo was sitting there talking about word of thing. That's where your mind said it. It should have been on Christ. Ooh, how great thou art.
Ooh.
It made me forget. I forgot to go over here and do this. Come on. But I thank and praise God today for knowing that God has changed the way I think.
Yeah.
Changed. And, you know, if you keep on talking negative things, what you going to draw? Nothing but negative.
Nothing but negative.
Huh? A negative battery can't crank without the positive. So we got to get rid of all the negative things that the enemy... Because he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
He's trying to control your mind. He want to take over your mind. But God said, what again? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
Nah.
So we thank and praise God. You know, even I can say, as I'm talking, I'm thinking about even some of the people that are homeless. And they grew up in the church. They were taught. They know some, you know, and as we go out and minister to those that are in the park, some people are pastors that have just given up. But we thank and praise God, and we begin to pray, God, give them back their mind.
Give them back their mind.
Give them back. Put them in that good place.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know what happened, but Lord, you said the mind. The mind. Is a terrible thing to waste. You can't just let the enemy take over and be the playground in your mind.
Because
see, when you go to the playground, you want to go out there and the children want to get on the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
They want to do everything. And that's what the enemy does. He put everything, he playing a merry-go-round in people's minds.
In their mind.
In their mind. They, you know, and then they're getting lost along the way.
Jesus.
But we want to know today, you don't want to tell you today, you know, come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Know that God is the answer. God will lead you to that, the what he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
My shepherd.
Huh? I shall not want. And I want to get by that green grass.
Ah.
I want to enjoy the
now.
Green grass.
Yeah.
Huh? But we got to get our mind in the right place.
Ah.
Huh? Your mind got to be renewed. You've been so programmed to the world. You have enjoyed everything out in the world, huh? But if you come over here
on the Lord's side,
hallelujah, glory to God. Yeah. If you come over here on the Lord's side, mind begin to shift.
Okay.
There begin to be a change the way you think. You know, if you think, oh my God, if you think, I ain't got it, so I'm just going to do what daddy. See? The devil is a lie. God said, I can have it.
You can have it.
God said, the Bible says, the wealth of the world is in God's hand. He holds everything.
He got it all.
So we don't have to worry about this. Nothing. All we have to do is keep our mind on Jesus. Amen. And I'm not saying get so holier than thou that you're no earthly good to nobody around you. Huh?
Right.
But you got to know that there's certain things the Holy Ghost is not going to let you do.
I'm going to get one more scripture in real quick. Look, this is Philippians. This is what we've been hollering. We've been saying it. But I want you to know it's in the Bible. Philippians 2, verse 5 said, let this mind.
Yes.
Be in you, which was also what?
In Christ
Jesus. Watch this. Who being in the form of God, thought
that
it not robbery to be equal with God. So let's get this mind of Christ so we can speak like Christ. We can talk like Christ.
Yes.
We can walk like Christ. Now, folks not going to like you when they see you moving like Christ. And then you'll be effective in the kingdom of God. You'll be effective in your life. You'll be effective going to your goals. Listen, let this mind be in you. We love you. This has been another Kingdom Chat. We God bless you. We love you. Y'all go stay out that sun now. God bless you.
Amen.